The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila. I'm loving it. What do we got today?
What are you using, McDonald's catch slogans now?
You know it. That's another one, isn't it? I'm having it my way.
You know it. All right. Hey, Selena Gomez.
Pop clips, by the way. You didn't say it was.
Pop clips.
Yeah.
Everyone knows. Selena Gomez is a singer, but she doesn't sing on stage.
And hot. Did you know that?
Yes, young and hot.
Yeah, she's another one of those lip syncers.
I think it's... She's the one who dated Justin Bieber, probably had sex with the man.
Most likely, yeah.
Anyhow, she was on one of those Christmas concerts that these all these radio stations put on. And of course, she's lip-syncing. And the backing vocals or backing track for her is not to her liking. And
yeah, apparently there was a fuck-up with the sound.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
She's so angry.
I wonder if there was like a big apology afterwards. She probably had to write, had the, like her people had to send out.
The thing about her, and they have the video of her playing. This chick has never sang in public. It's always lip syncing.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what they all do now, right?
And it gets so angry. Like, real musicians, they play in the clubs where everything fucks up every night, so they're used to it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, they do.
Listen, these people, they have choreographers. Every move they do on stage is pre-planned. The way you hold your microphone, and like every nuance, every finger is in its right place. That's why she fucked up. The sound screwed up, and her mic is down, and now it's out of sync, so you hear her singing, even though the mic's not anywhere near her mouth. Because that's not part of the move. Like, listen, at this particular second, my hand's supposed to be down. Meanwhile, now everything's out of whack.
In this part here, she's about to drop the microphone, but the singing keeps going.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And the audience laughs.
Because she's doing her routine.
You'll hear the audience laugh.
You know what? I hate videos of dudes. Or wait, I hate videos of from cell phones because the sounds are so shitty.
Listen to him laugh. When you're singing a song, there shouldn't be people laughing at you. You're not a comedian.
Anyway, yeah, you know, that's what they all fucking do now. Yeah. It's great when they fuck up. Well, who was that other chick? The one who got fat, who used to be hot, her sister.
Ashley Simpson.
Yeah, we all love that, because we all know they fucking lip-sync, they don't do shit. It's great when the sound messes up.
So HBO is on HBO 24...
HBO is on HBO now.
24-7 Flyers Rangers, the Winter Classic. And the goalie for the Flyers, he is very interested in the universe, apparently.
I've heard about that.
His personality is a little bit different. But I really enjoy
this is head coach Horselip.
That means he's a crazy man.
Today about the universe.
I don't know. Right now, I'm very into the universe. You know,
When you can't even say the universe, I don't know if you care about.
This guy could be a certified genius, but because of the language barrier, he sounds stupid.
Yeah, he sounds like an idiot.
Like our solar system and our galaxy, and like on the side, you know, like it was so small. You can't even see it. Our galaxy is a huge body.
We're so arrogant.
Our galaxy, like,
because we all know you have like smart-sounding accents and you have dumb like accents. Anything if he were an Englishman,
problems here,
he'd
Earth
say, like, man, that guy's smart.
Compared to, like, nothing.
Here he sounds like a fucking idiot. Like, shut the Einstein.
Yeah, but you hear what he just said? He's very deep.
Earth, we worry about dot in the universe, like anything, like, and we have some problems here on the Earth.
Yeah, I fucking hear him. I understand.
We're talking over him, people trying to listen.
Universe, like, anything, like, no, and we have some problems here on the Earth. We worry about compared to like nothing. Just be happy. Don't worry, be happy right now.
Yeah, we all needed to hear that, so thanks.
Don't worry, be happy.
Yeah.
Don't you get it?
Yeah, I know. That dude made one fucking song, and he's been riding that around for the last 30 years.
Whatever.
A serious personal injury can change your life forever.
Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog's a lawyer now.
Yeah.
Singer Quinter was recently named one of Canada's top five
Kermit
personal
Frog
injury
here.
Law firms. For close to 40 years,
I got my law degree.
Is this good? Does he get goofed on like constantly? Kermit the Frog lawyer.
We'll see to it that you are treated with compassion.
You really should get another person to do your commercial for you, buddy.
Or have had
Kermit the Frog.
Denied.
I am a lawyer now.
Call Singer Quinter.
Miss Piggy personal has very expensive
or visit
tastes.
Us online.
I didn't expect him to look like that. It kind of looked like Ben Stein or something.
I expected him to look like a green frog.
And here's a song that's going to be a number one hit soon. It's by Lil B. Lil B.
Lil. Not little.
It's from
Lil.
His record, Number One Bitch. It's called I'ma Eat Her Ass.
Hey, bitch. This is a bass freestyle. I ain't gonna lie to none of y'all pussy ass.
Mark enjoys this song because he loves eating ass.
And I mean, bitches, bro. And it's just I'ma a good song. Ass, and it is gonna, it's gonna fly off the charts. Just wait, we predicted it here first.
Eat it.
Bro,
pussy party.
I like one of the comments on YouTube. For all the people who say they won't eat a girl's ass, don't worry, you will. Because it's bound to happen. When I was younger, I said the same thing.
I'ma eat ass. Damn, you. Damn, this cat. 50 gone.
And you know what the thing is? It's not just lyrically beautiful, just musically, too.
It's so catchy.
It's like, there's just layers, you know? It's not just one thing going on. And if you watch the video, he's wearing a woman's sun hat, and that adds to it too.
And he's got a grill in his mouth
with neck tattoos.
He's playing the song on his phone in the video.
So, is he just a crazy person?
Apparently, because I don't see how this guy has any talent whatsoever.
Yeah, like, this is just fucking gibberish with a little bit of music behind.
He's mumbling.
And just to look at him, I'm like, he looks like he's fucking insane. Like, I'm gonna lock him away.
Unless he's, like, some ingenious comedian.
I mean, maybe. If he's a comic, then I okay. Otherwise, like I said, he's wearing a fucking sun hat. He's tattooed up
a
his
blouse.
Chin.
A blouse.
A woman's emerald earrings. I'd be so afraid if I seen that guy. Just, you know, I'm at this, like, I'm in a parking lot getting out of my car, and he happens to be getting out of his car at the same time. I'm scared. Have you had enough of him?
Yeah, Lil B, I'm a year. There's only like 3 minutes left in the song, so if you're enjoying that,
yeah, you can find that on your own.
Next right. up, this is not very. It's mostly just going to be giving you a play-by-play. We'll play a few seconds of it. Angry Billy Goat terrorizes a town.
Apparently, there's a goat on the loose, and he's pissed. He's just headbutting people. Which, watch it, it's fucking hilarious.
He knocks down a
woman? Yeah, he's chasing some woman down the street, and he's just up for fucking trouble. He's like, you got a fucking problem? Huh? Huh? What'd you say? And then a man decides he's gonna fight the goat.
I love when he backs up, and he, like in the cartoons, like, he gets his feet going.
Yeah, well, he's gotta get a running start. He's knocked some chick on her
ass.
Not
some heroes kicking at the angry Billy Goat.
Street fight. Just Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Headbutts him right in the balls.
Kickboxer style. Oh. Yeah, you have to watch, because this is good. It's not every day you see people fighting goats. Honestly, I would just hop on its back, because you can't do shit then.
The guy punches him right in the gut, but the goat doesn't seem to care.
I mean, animals are pretty strong. Is that his friend? Is there another goat behind him? Look at that.
Yeah.
Get him, did you hear what he said to you? The other one's goading him on.
That guy runs like a girl, get him!
Yeah,
I like how he's got a bell around his neck, too.
Most goats do. And cows, I don't know why.
Probably this is like all over the town, too.
Yeah, it's going
on. That guy's got a gun that he's going after now. But anyways, Sound-wise, there's not much going on, but you got to watch this video.
Yeah, it is funny.
We'll tweet it out, too. So,
can I help you? Oh, you can.
Yes, I can.
Push it.
So, what would you rather do, salt or pepper?
Let me get a look. I don't know which is which. You know what? They're both equal, so I don't care. Either or is good. So this was a super popular song when it came out, right?
Back in 1986?
Yeah. And you were
Or the DJ Spinderella.
Oh, well.
I'm trying to think of her name and it came to me.
I don't know. So
it is Spinderella.
Fine, good. You were telling me earlier that you recall this being played at school dances and whatnot.
Eighth grade activity night, they used to play this song.
Yeah. This is such an explicit song. Why would they be playing this song for children? Like, you don't want to push it? Push it real good? What are we pushing here?
Pushing my cock.
Yeah, I'm pushing my penis into you.
Me?
We're playing this for kids? Yeah, it could
you
be
keep
gay.
That thing away from me.
Could be straight sex, could be gay sex, I don't know.
Well, pushing, you're pushing.
But why would you play this for kids? This is outrageous. Push it. Push it in my ass. You know what? Like, we all know where we're pushing it.
I don't know, I think salt and pepper are pretty hot.
They're really not.
I like them.
They kind of have a lesbian look to them.
I like it.
Listen,
you and me, we all know that we... That you have different tastes in women than
I do. Yeah, and we all know I'll fuck anything, so I don't care.
They were just here a couple years ago.
I fucked them, yeah. But they're not attractive in the traditional sense.
I always thought this was more of a 90s song, but it probably came out in the 80s.
Really? That's weird. Yeah, I don't picture it in the 80s.
Huh. Well, I guess it was the early 90s when I heard it at the school dance. So.
They are athletic, though. In the video, they're doing some, like, fucking... strenuous shit. They like dropped on their backs and push themselves up with one arm.
Not many lyrics to this song other than push it, is there?
Yeah, how is that different from today's music?
Didn't say it was, I'm just stating for this song.
Okay, yeah, but I mean every song is like
there's
three
a lot of
lines.
Breathing and saying push it, that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
and a really catchy keyboard part.
Every fucking song is like three lines over and over again. Very aggressive women.
Yeah, didn't you hear Let's Talk About Sex, Baby? Remember that song?
Yeah.
Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about everything.
Alright. Listen, they know what they want. I appreciate that in a woman. Yeah, they get on their backs and thrust their crotches up. So I'm not sure what they want to be pushed.
They have some really cool leather jackets on. No one really wears those colored leather jackets anymore.
Thankful. Every once in a while, I see a poor person walking by with one of those American flag, eagle, gray kind of pleather jackets. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And I always think, man, you bought that jacket for $7 like 15 years ago, and you still got it. Still holding up.
Love that song. And last but not least, you know that song by Daft Punk? And Pharrell, Get Lucky.
Yeah.
Guess what? The Russians like it as well, and they had a whole, like, army chorus sing it.
Which, they look super gay. There's a literal army of men.
In their uniforms.
Yeah, that's why I said literal army. Because, you know, they're wearing their military garb. And they're all singing, and it's just... not masculine at all. Even though, listen, when Pharrell sings it, yeah, he pulls it off. He's a man. He looks cool.
And where the hell's Putin? I thought Putin would be singing with this stuff for sure.
He's probably in the crowd.
You know, most, like, when British guys sing, they don't have an accent, you know? When Russian guys sing, you can tell they're Russian.
Russian is a very guttural language. I think it's hard to get a... That in German.
Look at that.
You don't
look at the conductor.
That.
He's like... Big fat conductor guy.
They're all loving it, but it looks... Oh, Russian chicks. Man, I'd love to fuck a Russian chick. Really, I would. The present
has no limit. Hope they got permission to do this.
Probably not.
As in, like, I don't know, they don't like Western music over there, do they?
Are you going to tell them they can't? You know they all have guns.
Get in the bread line! A lot of bread line. A lot of line getting in line for bread in Russia, I guess.
Do they still have that, or is that all the time?
I don't think it's that much better there.
Really? Yeah, I don't know.
We've seen some of those videos of people crashing their cars.
Yeah, apparently everyone in Russia has to have a car cam because it's just so corrupt there. That, you know, everyone's always getting accidents, everyone's fucking drunk and shit. And you just need visual proof of everything. Because if you go online and look up, like, car cam videos, it's all from Russia. Also, a lot of Russian porn, which I'm a fan of.
Seeing all these Russian guys dance is pretty funny. Alright, well, that does it for Pop Clips today.
Don't forget, look up Russian porn, because it's pretty good. It's mostly the stuff of a boyfriend selling his girlfriend that he just sits in the room and watches. I find that a lot. I don't know what's up with that. Yeah, anyway, hotshotwizkids.com. Check out the rest of the week. I'm up all night to get lucky.